You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Welcome back to Digitally Enabled. Greg Silverman today. I'm so excited to have Jonathan with me today. Jonathan, introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about where you are and what you're doing.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Greg. My name is Jonathan Yaffe. I'm the CEO and co-founder of AnyRoad. We are a platform for consumer experiences globally. We power both the operations and the data around some of the most immersive, transformative experiences in the world. It's great to be here.
The show is really about digitally enabling, but it's really digitally enabling experiences, because we at Monogle think about things in terms of human experience and human problems. And you've actually built a platform that will measure how an experience changes a consumer's perception around a brand. Tell us how the heck you stumbled into that and what inspired you to kind of start down this path, because that's a significant problem for everyone listening to our show.
Absolutely. I started to think about perception and emotions in college when I was studying cognitive neuroscience and starting to really understand the kind of the depths of where emotion comes from. And my first job ever right after college was at Red Bull. Now, Red Bull had just come to the United States. Not that many people knew what it was. And I got hired onto the brand marketing team. And this totally blew my mind, because we were spending $1 billion per year on experiences. We believed even back then, and this was 20 years ago, that digital advertising was already extremely oversaturated. We see something like 14,000 advertisements every day, and they don't actually change our behavior at all. But you bring your family to this crazy Red Bull event, and there are people jumping out of airplanes, going down mountains on tricycles, DJs are playing, people are dancing, everyone's having an amazing time, and somebody comes up to you and hands you an ice cold Red Bull. This actually creates an emotional bond that not only changes your perspective of the brand, but also changes your purchase behavior going forward. We spend over $1 billion a year on these incredible immersive experiences, attracting hundreds of millions of consumers over the years. And TLDR, it worked. Red Bull has by far number one market share, but it drove me absolutely crazy that we had no data. We had no understanding of just how powerful these consumer experiences were. Turns out now, cut to 20 years later, the world is undergoing a massive cultural and economic shift from a things economy to an experience economy. And we see this in terms of millennials who are spending way more money on experiences than things. We see this in terms of retail brands that are literally shutting down every single week. But the brands that are thriving are actually transforming themselves into experiential businesses. We partner with these brands that are actually becoming experiential brands and give them the software and the data to be able to scale their experiential programs globally, pull in a ton of customer data, and actually build next level relationships with their consumers.
It's fabulous. You talked about how changes in perceptions that really are emotions that become somatic memories for people, right? That changes purchases, but it certainly, obviously, I know it's in all of your literature, changes their likelihood to talk and share the good news. You're sitting there and like, okay, I want to put some data to this. Tell us a little bit about what your journey was to figure that out and maybe what your customer's journey is now, because you figured it out, but now I've got brand folk listening in going, I want to be cool and experience and understand it. What did you do to set it up? And what do they have to do to kind of set it up?
I think a lot of this comes back to the evolution that marketing is really going through. 50 years ago, it was like Mad Men style, if you know that show. And people sit around a desk and debate how this makes you feel and the creative aspects of some new ad that's coming out. And it's like, that's great. It started as a very, very creative endeavor. And now, if you're the CMO of a Fortune 2000 company, you are a data scientist. You need to understand different channels, ROI, CTRs, CAC, LTV. Like, you need to understand where people are coming through and how you're actually retaining them. And that kind of data rigor is de facto for anything digital. Imagine investing in Google AdWords, but not actually having the click-through rates and conversion rates. And
you don't get their dashboard, right? You're throwing darts.
Absolutely. Imagine coming out of college and you are a junior digital marketer and it's your first job and your boss gives you $10,000 and says, Greg, go invest this in Google, on Google Ads. And you're like, okay. Remember, there's no AdWords dashboard. And so your boss comes back to you in a couple of weeks and says, Greg, how was that? And you're like, it went great. A lot of people saw it. People seemed to really like it. Like, I saw some people smiling after they looked at their phones. Like, I think this was great. They're like, how many people saw it? Well, we don't really know. But like, obviously, some people saw it. Like, it was great. We should do more of this. That sounds ridiculous to us now. And the reason that Google and Facebook got so large is that they have really actionable data and A/B testing around everything that they do. What we are doing is bringing that data rigor and statistical rigor to the world of in real life offline experiences. And what we see is, you mentioned what's our customers are, what are the journeys of these brands? They're already investing hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars a year in experiential, but they don't yet have any data really connected to it. Well, we'll start off really basic, like, how much did you spend on experiential last year? And they'll be like, $700 million. Right? How many people did you touch? We don't really know. Who participated in these experiences? We're not really sure. Did people like it? I don't know. They seem to be smiling a little bit. How did this change their brand perceptions? I mean, I'm sure these experiences were amazing. I'm sure people loved it. I mean, again, we laugh about it now, but like, this is exactly what we're hearing. By giving the platform and the software and the data to these folks who are spending heavily in transformative experiences, what we're seeing is that people are actually shifting their spend from digital to experiential. Obviously, it makes me very happy, but I think it's better for the world too. I don't think we need more money going into billboards and digital ads and Instagram ads and stuff like that. I would rather this money go into immersive experiences that actually brings joy to the world.
Because trying to sell soda, as much advertising saturation as political campaigns. And at the end of a political campaign, it's just who's willing to pay the most for more GRPs that don't matter anyway, because everyone's seen your ad 42 times. And this is a whole new venue. So it sounds to me like you're teaching them how to collect the data, how to organize it, and really in the sense that they just need to plug in their inputs, however they're collecting them, into your platform. And that starts to say, hey, here's an ROI, perceptions lead to this. You can correlate those perceptions to sales. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would go one step further. We actually collect all the data for them. We do the analysis for them. We do the segmentation for them. We have this results in a ton of both qualitative and quantitative data.
So you're just texting them their media plan.
They're plugging us in to basically be the AdWords for everything that they do in real life.
That's a tremendously exciting breakthrough because people never felt you could put those kind of metrics around experience. And I think the meta notion of experience and things is absolutely fueling a lot of your success. What's the hard part? Where's the barrier? Is it just awareness and people getting enough trials on your system? But you don't raise so much capital. You have great names and venture behind you. You have so many successes. Not everyone will be able to see you, but you look calm and relaxed for a high growth engine business. What's the hard part for you or mostly for your clients? Like, because everyone who hears this and you've got so much evidence that it's working, what are they going to face when they come to this opportunity?
Change management for anything is a big lift, but specifically for some of these companies that have been around for 50, 100 years, going back to my joke about Mad Men, I do think that marketing these days requires a really interesting balance of both the creative and the data. And I think we are seeing the problems of that being overweighted to all data. You see Facebook and Google Ads, like the CAC is increasing significantly. LTVs are decreasing. Like people are just getting tired of seeing so many ads on their digital feeds. And on the other side, you have the people who are like the traditional experiential people who are just like I was at Red Bull, all creative. And they're just like, this is amazing. Everyone's smiling. People seem to be having a great time. Let's film them and put it on YouTube. And I'm like, that's not science. It's hard to change brand behavior for some of these massive companies. And it's hard to basically say for the folks that are too much indexing on the creative side, let's bring data rigor to it. And for the folks who are like, all digital, digital's God, digital's everything, it's like, well, actually, experiential, while it's a little harder to scale than increasing your spend on ads, it has about 25x the ROI of anything digital. We realized this at Red Bull. It worked for them. And turns out it works for a ton of other Fortune 2000 consumer businesses.
Change management's really good. I remember when I went to my first digital conference and I was on the panel and they said, what do you think of digital? I said, if it's so great, why do we need to come to a conference? Because there's still a human longing for human connection, and experiences make a difference. As simple as how a can's designed and the way it opens and what's in it to an event and those types of things. It's a wonderful world that you mastered in the sense of bringing that to life for people. I have a final question.
Sure.
It's pretty simple. What is the one word when you think of digitally enabling a brand? And I think you could even say digitally enable a branded experience. And why do you think of that word?
Connection. Because after 2 years of being stuck in our living rooms, we are not finally emerging out into the world and just buying a bunch of stuff. We're not emerging out into the world and just clicking on a bunch of ads. We are going to concerts. Planes are packed. Hotels are sold out. Restaurants are sold out. And it's impossible to get a reservation. People are going to branded experiences. People are going to their favorite breweries. Like, we crave human connection. And part of being human is actually having that in real life connection. The brands that are thriving are taking full advantage of that and realizing that the way to connect with their consumers and build the next generation of customers and actually build that brand love is not by showing them 10x more advertisements. It's about creating immersive experiences that really create that emotion. For me, it is about connection, and that's what makes us human.
Jonathan Yaffe, Any Road, so happy to connect with you today. Thanks for coming to the show. Thanks for everyone for tuning in to Digitally Enabled. Jonathan, you want to say goodbye to the group?
Thank you, everybody. It's great to be here with you, Greg. I'm on all the socials.
Yeah, we'll connect. Hey, thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.